Hey,
what up, what up,
what up, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right.
Welcome, welcome,
welcome. If you're watching, you've noticed we're in a new space.
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening, we're in a new space. So yeah. Just imagine us in a hotel room.
Yeah. I don't know what you imagine from our other space if you've never watched.
Yeah, but that's true.
Imagine something different than what you've imagined before.
Imagine.
But yeah, so.
I don't know what I was trying to say.
Yes, it's we are definitely in a new space here.
And I look taller than you. Why you gotta do that though?
Because she's sitting on her.
Well,
legs.
That's because I feel like the microphone is so high.
It is higher because
it's
this
higher
table situation.
The table is higher, so.
But
we're trying to get our whole situation.
We're trying, but
you guys, it's been a.
Yes.
It's been an interesting few days.
Interesting.
Let's start with the positive. We celebrated our 9th anniversary.
Yes, what a great time.
What a great time. Shout out to everybody and all of your anniversary well wishes.
Yes.
We had a really fun staycation.
We did. We stayed in a place that had a hot tub.
Mm-hmm. In the building.
Like inside the actual place.
Yeah,
so,
it was actually really cool.
No, we had a good time. It was just good just to be able to connect. We had some really good dinners.
We spent some time together. We did
all the eating out.
I knew that was going to happen. The place had like a refrigerator and a stove and a kitchen and all of that. But
we ain't going to cook.
Yeah, we definitely didn't do any cooking.
Going to make out.
We tried a new restaurant on our anniversary, which was really good.
It was like a seafood joint. I had seafood twice.
Yeah.
In like span of like 4 days, and that's unheard of.
Yeah. Well, babe claims he wants to be pescatarian now these days, so I guess that was the start of your.
Well, it sounds like you want to be pedietarian. Don't be pedietarian now.
Not pedietarian. I cannot do with you. I just really don't feel like I could ever give up chicken. I love chicken.
She loves
too
chicken.
Much.
I love chicken.
Maybe I don't even love it that much.
I think you love the nutritional value of chicken.
That's exactly what it is. I love the protein that I get.
But you had that mahi mahi and the nutritional value. The protein on some mahi mahi?
Wow. I had no idea. Like no idea. We've been missing out on mahi mahi. Are y'all eating mahi mahi out here? Like we've just been doing like salmon.
Everything.
That's usually the fish that we cook the most is salmon.
Yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
We do cod sometimes,
but we never get mahi mahi.
Life was completely changed. I had a mahi mahi and was like,
I tell you, with this hotel, we're impressed with the food, like the dinner options and stuff like that.
It's been good.
It's been really good. So
before we talk about why we in the hotel, why don't we cue the music?
Okay, cool. I got you, girl.
But you weren't ready though.
Okay, what? She'd be changing because she'd be looking at me like, I'm going to start it. You know I ain't about to start it.
You'd be struggling with life. That's
you know
all right.
I ain't about to
That's
start
all right.
It.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we do a little dance with the intro.
We do a little jig.
You're like missing out if you're not watching us because you don't get the little jig.
Yeah, you don't get the jig that we do.
You can't dance right along with us. I guess you could dance right along with us to the music.
You could have your
listening.
Own jig.
But it's not the same thing as watching us.
Yeah,
so.
You could have your own jig, I guess.
Yeah, but, you could. That's so funny.
But yeah, so.
I would love to see y'all jigs to this. Why don't y'all go ahead and film y'all dancing to this and post it on Instagram. Tag us. Let's make our podcast.
Do
hashtag,
that.
You know.
Yes, do that. We have our son sitting right in front of us.
He's like doing hand motions.
I'm trying to like tell you something.
What would you like to tell us?
So you want to be on the podcast?
Okay.
What they love.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have you as a guest on the podcast one day, but not today.
Yeah. We'll talk to your parents and we'll figure this out, okay?
So funny. Yeah. So, okay, so anniversary weekend was great.
Great.
And then
we picked up, so we went and picked up the kiddos, hung out with mama.
We did.
And, you know, hanging out, that was a good time.
That was fun.
Spent some time over there, you know, just.
Before we picked up the kids, we did do something.
We did do something.
You guys.
Well, we did something just because we saw a friend of ours in Indy doing it. And we were like, well, let's check this out. Let's check out this area.
So a friend of ours that I used to actually sing with in Heartland, they are building a house. And I saw that they had they had sold their house like a few months ago, and they were like, yeah, we're looking forward to this new adventure, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, are they moving? What are they doing? Like, I thought maybe they were moving out of state. Turns out that they were building a house.
Yeah.
So I just happened to, like, she was, you know, just like kind of filming the house, like, you know, as it's getting constructed, and she showed their backyard, and it was like this wooded area. And I was like, where are they moving? So I saw where they were moving, and I was like, ooh, babe, let's go look at these houses. Because here's the thing. So we absolutely love where we live. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love the neighborhood we live in.
Yes.
And they are building more houses, but they're building them further out.
So the longer we, if you guys have been watching our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV, check it out, link below, then you know that we have wanted to build a house, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the house we found was an absolute blessing, and we love it.
Oh, my gosh, we love it.
But we are at the point where we're not going to do any more upgrades. Right. Like we've done what we need to do,
yeah.
what we wanted to do. But we're not going to put any more money into upgrading the house.
Potentially.
We
still want to do something to the basement.
Yeah, maybe. But. So it just depends. But there are some things that we don't have that we would have done differently if we would have built the house. It. Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, I even text, friend's husband we've actually went and had some lunch. He's a really good guy. He actually sang on the worship team.
Well, he's the one that sang on the worship team. But I saw that his wife had posted.
Yeah. So I text him and so we just went and checked it out.
Yeah,
you know,
he was like, it's a couple lots left.
Hint, hint.
So we went to look at this house. So there's a couple different builders in the area. There's like three different housing divisions in the area.
And different
three
builders.
Different builders. So the one we initially went to see, they were closed that day. So we went and looked at the one across the street. We left a card for the lady. Mm-hmm. We're actually supposed to go and like talk with her this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at another builder that we saw kind of down the street, and you know, they took us through the model and all of that stuff.
And we really didn't like the last one that we went through. Yeah, we liked the first one that we went through.
But the first one we went through,
it was a different builder than we wanted to look at, but it was beautiful the way.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing was it had this finished beautiful basement.
Like literally, if I could just have, you know, if I could pick up our house and take it somewhere else
with
a finished basement, a bigger yard,
a flat yard,
and a bigger master bathroom.
Yes.
Those are like the three things that we're like, man, we would love
That's
to
it.
Have. And maybe like a bigger laundry room. It's a couple of other things, but yeah. So we went and we looked, and we left a card for the one lady. So we're going to see her Thursday, and then we still have to go back to the original place that we were going to look at. We haven't done that yet. So it was interesting
to look
at the houses, because the logic that we had is, if we do want to build and we want to stay in the same area,
In
the same school system,
we have to get in soon.
Eventually
it'll go to another school
system. They keep going further and further out, and we'll be out of the school system.
And that's important for us. Now, granted, we could probably pay for him to be able to, for the kids to go to the school system.
True.
But we'd love just to be in.
We like the area.
The area. Yeah, we love the area. So
I don't know. We were looking. Like, I have no idea how it even works to build a home, because I've never built a home before. I'm like, do we have to sell our house before we build the next house? Like, I don't even know how any of that goes.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
I don't know. I was just like, it doesn't hurt to see.
It doesn't hurt to. It does not hurt to.
What does it look like?
Peruse. Yeah. See what the numbers would look like.
Yeah.
We know that we have, without even the upgrades being accounted for, we've got quite a bit of equity in our house.
Yeah.
So add on the upgrades that we just did, then we're sitting really good. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who
but
knows?
I love our neighborhood.
We that's the big thing too.
Great neighbors. It's crazy. We were just talking about that the other day, how great our neighbors were, because we came home from the staycation.
And they proved it too, again. So
this is where the drama happened.
Yes.
So, do you want to tell us?
So there's NBA basketball on. Got Reagan. She wants to sit outside. I want to watch basketball. So we all decide, just, you know what, let's go out on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
So we all go out to the porch.
The deck.
The deck.
Really
the deck. And then I raised the middle window of our front room, and turn up the TV real loud, and I can see the TV and I can hear it perfectly from right there on the sofa on the deck. It's perfect.
So we're out chilling outside.
So Chad Jr., as we're going out, he had taken his hoverboard out, and he rides it in the grass sometimes. Well, he was bringing it back in really quickly, right? So I was like, did it die? He's like, yeah, it's died. It died. So went to charge it. So we got it on the charger. No biggie. So about 45 minutes later or so, it's getting close to, you know, like 8 o'clock, so Reagan needs to eat. So I'm like, you know, you want some mac and cheese? So I go inside and make her some mac and cheese. When I come in, Chad is inside, but I don't know where. I'm like, Chad, where are you? What are you doing? Where are you at? And I had to call for him 3 or 4 times. He was in the restroom with his iPad doing a number two. Okay. And he likes to be in there chilling.
He will be in there for like 45 minutes. He'd be chilling. Can you just use the bathroom and come out?
He's like them things.
It's the equivalent of reading a magazine in the.
Or a newspaper.
Or a newspaper. Yes. Like he takes his iPad in there, he watches his show.
He'd be in there chilling. Yeah. Which is okay. Whatever. If he wants some alone time, do his thing. So, but I found out where he was at. And so I was like, oh, cool. Well, let me know if you need, you know, need anything, you know, before you're done. And so then I go back, get the macaroni, you know, finished. I made it, took it outside. And then right after I did that, I saw there was some trash of Reagan's on the little table out there. So I was just going to take it back inside. That way, you know, didn't track bugs or whatever. And just as soon as I step in the house, 1 foot in, and I heard a couple pops over by the TV, and I looked at everything because I was looking at the TV because there's basketball at the same time, right? So I looked at the TV, but I also heard a couple pops, and then all of a sudden, an explosion of fire.
Yeah,
that went to pretty much the 9 foot ceiling almost.
Yeah, and I'm sitting on the deck with Reagan, and I hear the pops, and I just see orange, like literally just orange. So I immediately get up. I grab Reagan and I come inside. Like, what is happening?
But she didn't bring Reagan inside. Like,
I think she was she in my arms.
No.
Maybe I think I just got up.
You got up. You didn't bring her.
What is going on? Because I saw it and I was like, well, what the heck is that?
And I yelled at her
to get back
to get outside. I said, get outside. And I knew where Chad was, so then I ran directly to get Chad, grabbed him. Put him in the garage, butt booty naked.
Told him to put his clothes on.
I gave him his clothes. Told him to stay out there. I closed the door, made him stay out there, and opened the garage door. That way, you know, it would be open. And then I run back in the laundry room, grab the fire extinguisher, run back in the front room, make sure that Gabrielle and Reagan are still outside.
Yeah.
Oscar was with, you know.
Yeah, it's so funny. Our neighbor, she texts me and she said, your son is outside naked because the garage door was open. Did you open it?
I opened
when
you put
it, him? Yeah. She texted me. It was like, your son is outside naked.
Yeah. So
I didn't see that until after.
It was completely instinctual for me to like just open the garage door so that way he wouldn't be in the hot garage, you know. So then I grab the fire extinguisher, come back in the front room and make sure that Gabrielle and Reagan are still outside.
Yeah, I grab my phone and I'm calling 911.
Yeah, she's on the phone. So she's doing her thing. My important thing was get them outside because this fire was hot and it was burning pretty, you know, pretty big.
Yeah.
And so plus it was right next to the banister. There was bags there. There were some other materials outside of the carpet that was, you know, in danger of helping the fire get bigger. So I grabbed the fire extinguisher, sprayed it. It was a smaller extinguisher, you know. So I sprayed it all out. Fire went out. But as soon as I was done with the extinguisher, the batteries were sitting there like popping. So the fire lit back up.
Meanwhile, I'm like yelling, like, babe, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Get out. Like,
so I just, it was too close to the banister that I knew that if it got to the banister and lit the banister on fire, which part of the side of the banister started to burn, that would have been very, very bad. I wouldn't have been able to put that out at all.
Yeah.
So in that moment,
you grabbed the Blendtec.
I got the Blendtec. I needed to unplug it too because it was plugged into the wall. And so I didn't want to grab it because I knew it would probably be hot. So I went and grabbed
a kitchen
cleaning glove that was sitting underneath the sink. I just, something I could grab. And went over, unplugged it, and then ran back and grabbed the Blendtec and filled it up with water as quick as I could. But I didn't have much time because the fire kept, you know, getting little bit bigger and bigger. So I ran over and just prayed, literally said, God, please let this work. And then doused it with, you know, this, maybe this much of water in a Blendtec, you know, the container.
Jar. Yeah.
And thankfully, nothing but God did it went out.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't take it anymore because I had already taken a really big, deep breath in because I was holding my breath. And I took this big, deep breath in, and my throat and this, like, lungs were burning. Like, it was like, oh, my goodness. And so so then I took another big, deep breath, you know, but obviously the air is pretty nasty. But as soon as I put the water on there, white smoke, you know, when your fire goes out. So that breathed that in, and by that time I couldn't take it anymore, so I went out the back door because that was the closest, that was the closest door for me. And I needed to get fresh air at that point. So,
yeah, it was crazy.
But I just was thankful that nothing but God that the fire went out with that little bit of water because.
Yeah, honestly, like when you think about it,
it was a tiny bit of water. Yeah, I mean, literally,
was nothing but God.
I just couldn't wait for the water to fill up. I didn't have time for that, right? So.
Yeah. So it was.
It was
quite possibly the scariest thing. Like I'm saying, that it is the scariest thing that I've been through, just because, I mean, we all know how fire works. We all know how quickly it can spread. It's like, see your house on fire and you're like, oh shit. Like, what?
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? It's like, what do we do? And I'm like, so many things. It's just like, so thankful for one that we weren't in the living room.
Yeah.
You knew where Chad Jr. was, because had you not had time to react and grab him and then grab the fire extinguisher, you would have been looking for him.
I would have been looking for him.
So you wouldn't have been able to.
And I would have ran upstairs first.
Right.
Like my first instinct would be run upstairs.
So many
which where
things.
The fire was closest to was the stairs.
Man.
So we would have, you know, we would have had to come down the stairs, you know, or out a window if the fire would have got to the banister. Like I said, like the side of the banister. If you've watched the vlog, then you've seen that side of the banister was burned a little bit.
It's crazy. It's so, just like, just all the, like, my mind was just racing with all the things that could have. Like, I legit was just, like, losing it on the front lawn. After I talked to the 911 lady, like, I was just losing it. Yeah. Like, the firefighters came to, like, anybody in there? I'm like, no, nobody's in there. Like, we're good. But I just the adrenaline and all of the what ifs, like all of the what ifs. There's so many ways it could have went. And when I tell you, God is so good that he protected us, that we were at home. I mean, because we hadn't been home that long. Like,
no, we hadn't been home, but maybe 2 hours.
Maybe 2 hours. At most. Like, we weren't asleep. We were able to act quickly. Like, all the things.
Like, we were on the porch.
We were on the porch, right. And even Kelly, my best friend, the kid's godmother, she had kept them. And she was telling me that she, like, right before she went to sleep the night before, she had unplugged it because Chad had it plugged up. Like, it could have happened when we weren't there. Like, so many
exactly,
things.
Exactly, yeah.
Oscar was still at her house, so we didn't have to worry about finding Oscar.
And that's
and
that's one thing that I watch, but also I've taught Chad too, is that, you know, plug it up and then when it's green, unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my nightly checks throughout the house before she knows. I do all check all the doors,
everything.
You know, I make sure just everything is kind of, you know, sealed up and we're good to go before we go upstairs. Well, that's something, since he's been riding the hoverboard, I always make sure that he hasn't left it plugged in. So. So he had it plugged in for 45 minutes or so, you know, before this happened. So, like, I mean, which is fine, because 45 minutes isn't long enough to charge it fully.
Right.
You know, so it's just one of those things where it was just, you know, the hoverboard is about 4.5 years, I think.
Yeah, we've had it for a long time.
We bought it when we were in the apartment, and we've been in our house for 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I mean, we've had it for so long that, you know, you just don't expect. Of course, we've heard about it happening years ago, but.
We just didn't.
We haven't had an issue with it.
Right. I didn't think twice about it. Like, I hadn't.
We've not had an issue with it.
Didn't
so.
Think twice about it.
But we'll never own one again.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever.
Not. Ever.
I don't care if it's made in the USA, made in China.
I don't care if I watch them make it.
If I make it myself, I don't care. We ain't having it.
We are not having one. And
we asked Chad Jr. if he wants another one. We're not going to get him. Oh, and he was like, no, I don't want one.
I don't want one.
So he is smart in the fact that he knows that, you know.
He's so funny. He kept asking if things were destroyed. Like, if they were like, buddy. It's only that area.
He's like, was my iPad destroyed?
We're good. But then I was like, you have to realize that all those things can be replaced if they were destroyed.
Kids don't understand, you know,
you
that.
We're alive. We're all alive. We're all healthy. And it's just like, man. It's just another testimony. When I tell you, we're going to come out of 2020 with all the testimonies, like all of them, okay? Because it has been, it has just been a year.
Yeah, it can be all in our book.
It's been a year, like, man.
I'll be in our book.
It's so crazy. So we say all that to say that's kind of what happened, how the anniversary weekend came to an end.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're grateful.
We're here.
Thank you to everyone who, you know, sent prayers and well wishes and, like, you know, because I posted on our Instagram. Well, I posted on my Instagram yesterday. So just to, like, keep you guys updated because, I mean, we share our lives. So we were, I felt like, know, it was.
And we were vlogging.
We were vlogging right before it happened. Like, it was just something that I felt like I needed to share, mainly because God is so good. Like, the testimony in that is crazy. I've never been in a house fire before, but just the anxiety that I had from that moment, with it being even just a small area in our house. Like, the crazy thing is, it didn't get very far, but the smoke was all through the house.
Yeah,
like we literally could not stay there. Every room, even upstairs.
The firefighters said that they didn't recommend us staying there, and they even did their thing where they, you know, treated the air, but they got the air cleaned out as far as getting smoke out. But they said they didn't recommend, and the house still. We went today.
It's still.
And it's 3 days later. 2 days later. No, 3 days
later.
3 days
later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it still smells like it. I was just there today with the fire inspector guy. He's there to, you know, to finalize the calls, which, you know, so he took the hoverboard and the burnt area of the carpet, cut this big old chunk of carpet out and saw that it went all the way down to the wood that they have under the carpet and under the mat and everything. So it burned all the way through there and very well. So it damaged that wood there. So they'll probably have to replace that wood there. And so I mean that's how quickly a fire can spread. Right. It's just, and that's the scary part about it. And that's just in my head. That's all I was thinking was I just have to stop this fire.
Yeah.
Or
I'm so thankful for you.
Or
I would have been panicked. I don't think that I would have known what to, I don't even know how to use a fire extinguisher, which is something that I've been thinking about, like, just fire safety in general. Like, do we have an escape plan? Do we all know how to use a fire extinguisher? Like, things like that. Like,
It's something that
it would have burned up because I'd have just been like, let's go. Like, I would not even try it.
I think that's something that made me realize, because you think, you know, as the man of the family, you know, as someone who cares about, you know, your family and wants to be the protector of your family, you don't think about what the others don't know sometimes. Mm-hmm. You just think about what you do know.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, so for you, it's just instinctual. For me, it was instinctual. Like, I was explaining to my buddy, he texted me asking to make sure we were all right and stuff like that. I was like, everything was slow motion in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally everything it's like God allowed me to see everything very slow-mo.
Yeah.
Like, so I just, you know, like, I didn't have to search for anything. Like, it's like this moment of panic, but I knew to go directly to the sink, grab a glove. I knew there would be something, a towel or a glove or something there that I could grab to go unplug it. Like, you know, the Blendtec, you know, was right there in the sink, you know, clean, because I had a smoothie or something, like, right before we left, and it was in the clean side. So, like, it was just one of those things where God slowed it down for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, literally slowed it down for me.
It's so good.
Like, I remember, we've never had to use the extinguisher, but I knew exactly where I put it, you know. And sometimes when you, in a panic, you know, you don't, like, sometimes you can't even remember where you put your phone.
Things are, right. And we only have that one. And now I'm like, we need to.
Oh, we'll have plenty more. But think about, like, sometimes you don't even know where you put your phone down.
Yeah, that's true. Like, to think, I mean, like,
and you're clear minded. Right to it.
Man, so. God is good. At the end of the day, if you hear the story, if you watch the vlog, and you don't come out seeing how good God is and how well He protected us, like, I just keep replaying all the what ifs.
Because
it's crazy.
That's so crazy. But real quick, let's get into our sponsor here.
As we'll just keep talking.
We'll keep
about
talking.
This.
We'll keep talking. But
it's fresh. Like, we still
it's
processing.
Fresh. We're still processing. Yeah. But yeah, so we actually want to tell you about someone we've told you about a few times. School Mask Pack. Reagan has become the biggest fan of these, like, masks. Like, she loves them. But they've partnered up with Crayola. So the Crayola school mask pack, you guys all know Crayola. So they're pretty cool. They have like different ones, the orange one, blue one, like red ones. So they have them like a, you know, set of five. So that, you know, each day, you know, that your kid, you know, can have like a fresh new, collar and you can kind of cycle them. And then you have, actually has a bag that you can put them in, you can wash them and, you know, kind of keep it kind of organized. So that's really cool. But if your kids are like ours, then, you know, wearing a mask, especially for a 2-year-old, is
a lost cause.
But she actually keeps this one on.
She does. Like, she
doesn't.
That one.
Yeah, she likes it. She doesn't like try to take it off. She keeps it on. Very proud to have her mask on. It's the cutest thing. She always, you know, wants to know what color it is, or she wants to pick her color because she's, you know, she's a little Miss Bossy sometimes. But we love it. So, like I said, they're machine washable. They got the laundry bag. They're built with a 3D design, form-fitting nose wire, and adjustable ear straps. So they'll fit, you know, Chad, or they'll fit Reagan. So they're really universal. And they even have straps that you can buy so your child doesn't lose their mask or drop it, like, you know, onto a dirty surface or a potentially dangerous surface.
That's convenient.
Yeah, that's just really nice. So, and Parent Magazine is calling school mask pack this year's must-have back-to-school item. And why they're being recognized by People Magazine and Pop Sugar as just that. So that's really cool. And as an added bonus, Crayola School Mask Pack will donate a portion of your purchase to a charity of your choice that supports kids who have been impacted by COVID-19 pandemic. Donor's Choice, No Kid Hungry, and Heart of America. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. So for you guys, if you want to check them out, there's a link down below in the description box or the show notes. You can actually get your family the Crayola School Mask Pack today at schoolmaskpack.com/LMO. That's schoolmaskpack.com/LMO. So check them out, and I'm sure your kids will love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, for me, it's just like, yeah, it's really the, you know, the fire, God had the fire stop and be what it was. And we're so thankful for that. And the part now is like trying to not think of all the what ifs.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
You know, like just all the what ifs of what they could be. I mean, I'm sure all of you can imagine, you know, or any of you that's been in a fire before, you know, some of you left comments on our vlog that you've been in fires before.
Some of you have even had hoverboards that have caught.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's one of those things where the what ifs are what are so scary. And they're also the part that makes us, you know, think about what we can do to make sure that we're, you know, ready for any kind of emergency.
Yeah.
You know, or to prevent, like, i.e. not never buying a hoverboard again.
Exactly.
And
it's true.
Yeah. So it just, it's one of those things where you just, you know, for us, you know, as a family that believes that, you know, that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, it's just a reminder that life might not be going the way that you want it to, or you might not be achieving all the things that you had hoped to achieve yet, or you might be, right? So there's positive and there's negative happening in your life, I'm sure, and it's just a reminder that no matter what is happening, that, you know, the things that are most important to you, you'll know in a situation like that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. My first instinct, Gabriel's first instinct, was to grab Chad Jr., grab Reagan. Mm-hmm. We would have grabbed Oscar.
Yeah.
I would have grabbed Gabrielle if I had to. She would have grabbed me.
Seriously, I was trying to. I was like, babe, I was literally yelling, like, can you come out, please?
Yeah, so
like,
that.
What are you doing?
So that is the thing, is that in those moments, that's what's important. It wasn't about, oh, let me grab my computer real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, let me grab my notebook. I don't want my notebooks to burn. Like, it didn't, none of that
like,
stuff
mattered.
Like, you
don't even think about that.
None of that. So I think that.
None of it.
You know, so it's just
telling babe, like, we literally, like, I had the camera because we were outside vlogging.
It was on the porch.
It was on the deck with us. And I was like,
so she didn't have to grab that.
Yeah, it was just out there with us.
Yeah, so, so then, you know, after that happened, you know, we, grandmommy came over. She called her mom, you know, after she got off the phone with 911, and she called her mom. And so grandmommy came over and took the kiddos. just so we could, firefighters had kind of recommended that I go to the hospital, get checked out, just because I breathed in. I was just, you know, it was a mixture of my throat was burning, you know, and was getting my breath, anxiety.
Yeah.
You know.
Because he took your blood pressure a few times.
Yeah, my blood pressure was really high. And my O2 or my oxygen level was down, but then it came, you know, came up. So it was just, it was a mixture of all these things, right? Yeah. So we knew that Gabriel was going to take me to the hospital, and that, you know, the kids, you know, we're not going to take the kids to the hospital. She couldn't even go in at first.
Yeah, I had to send the car and wait for them to tell me it was okay.
Yeah, they make sure that everything was good, and then so that she was able to come in after that. But yeah, so it's just, you know, and thankfully I got some oxygen. They gave me a little
inhaler,
and, you know, put some really good oxygen on me, and I felt a lot better. So. And now, a few days out, my throat is just a tiny bit sore, but it's gotten better every day.
That's good. Yeah, they said that it would. They just said to, like, make sure that nothing went further down.
Yeah, and I've not felt it go anything.
So,
So it was just crazy. Crazy. That's about the word we can use. It was crazy. Because it just happened out of nowhere. So that's... Mm-hmm. So lesson learned, you know, and hopefully you take this and just, you know, and you'll be even safer with things that you have. You'll see, because we're going to, you know, and make sure that anything that we have, you know, that we'll just, you know, be even safer. That's, I mean, that's the thing. You know,
we couldn't thank him enough before this happened, but now it's just like, okay.
Yeah, we can't thank him enough in the good times.
For the grace, you know? Just all the things. So. Hopefully this gets you to start thinking about emergency plans, fire escape plans, like in your own house. Are you protected enough with fire extinguishers? Just all the things, like precautions, things that we honestly had never really talked about. So now it's like we have a reason.
Yeah, we had some.
We should have done it before.
Like, but we had some safety. Like, well, yeah, but we had some safety measures there by having the extinguisher and things of that sort. But at the same time, now we know that. We need more. We need to have a plan. We need to have a plan that Chad Jr. understands because he's old enough to, you know, and Reagan will, until she's a little bit older, Reagan will just be snatched up and we'll take her wherever we need to take her. Right. But Chad Jr. is old enough to where he can understand a plan, you know, and cause you know, at schools his age, they have like evacuation plans and drills.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. So that we're going to, we're looking forward to putting that into our family, you know, and adding that in.
Absolutely. So we're going to end with a question since we didn't start with a question.
That's right.
But,
yes, I even grabbed a question book.
I know, right? Give me a number. This one is not numbered.
Page 16.
16. Do you post things online?
No.
What type of content?
I'm really not into social media. I do not post anything, and I don't.
That is the funniest question for you.
That is pretty funny.
You sure you don't post anything?
No, nothing. Nothing. Okay. You will not find me
anywhere on social media.
You will not find me on Gay Big TV. You will not find me at C-Rater 12. You will not find her at Gabe Flowers. The Gabe Fix.
That's hilarious. Let's okay, I think podcast. You need another. I think you need another one.
Stop.
Have you ever been defriended by someone on a social network site? Have you ever defriended anyone?
I'm sure I have, but I didn't pay attention enough to know. Or care.
Yeah.
I don't really worry about, you know, gaining followers or losing them, and then Facebook, usually that's where people, they defriended me. Mm-hmm. I don't really, it doesn't matter to me. And yes, I have absolutely defriended people. Because if you say stuff that is ignorant and stuff that I don't agree with, then I don't even want to be associated with that conversation or associated with that type of thinking. Doesn't mean I have any ill will feelings toward you or that I dislike you.
I just don't want to see it. Yeah.
I have absolutely defriended people because, because sometimes views are views, but sometimes views are ignorant in my opinion, just like sometimes my views could be ignorant, you know, but that's, however you want to take it. So
I mean, yes, you're social. So
I just don't want to see it.
What you want to see and what you
absolutely
don't.
Yeah. So I again, no hard feelings. Don't dislike them, but
yeah,
don't agree and don't want
to
see it.
I'm trying to think. I don't think that I've defriended anybody on Facebook. Like,
oh, but you've been defriended.
Oh, I have. I have been defriended too, and I have defriended someone before, but and I have been defriended too. It's so funny because we actually had a conversation about it, me and the person, and something that I had offended her. So, you know, we were actually able to like talk about it, and you know, I explained that it was no harm intended, but I was just expressing how I felt. She just got offended by it, and we actually talked about it, and we're friends now on Facebook. Yeah. Like,
it's so funny though. Speak up and say something.
It was so interesting though. I was like, why did you defriend me? It's crazy. If you've been watching for a while, you remember I went to this hair show years back. We were still living in the apartment, mm-hmm. and I got my hair cut. I was supposed to be a demo model, mm-hmm. but it was a Hot Mess Express. And apparently the girl that put it on, she was offended by what I said about it on the vlog. But I was like, if you watch the vlog, I mean, I can express how I feel about the experience because it was less than desirable because I had to come home and do my hair all over again. Yeah. Remember? Like, it was a hot mess.
I don't have
express.
To like the hair just because you did it. Or because.
But she wasn't the one that did it. She was the one that organized the function. Yeah. So I guess she just felt some kind of way about how I talked about it. But it was a very adult conversation. We were able to talk about it and, you know, express how we felt, and we moved past it. Like, we're friends on Facebook, and we've been friends on Facebook since then. Like,
that's hilarious.
It was just that was the only incident that I can think of where somebody like defriended me and I like noticed and was like,
I'm a defriend you, girl.
What happened?
I'm a defriend you.
It's fine. I know where you live.
Oh, okay. You know my address?
I know exactly how to get to you, okay? All the ways to get to you. I can check your phone,
then shouting. Get to me, girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's my turn for a question. Real
okay.
quick.
What page?
All
right. We want to go to that one. That's the love and sex. Okay, 141.
Uh-huh. Stop.
What do you do while you're on your phone?
What don't I do while I'm on my phone? I am the queen of multitasking. I'm doing all the things on my phone at the same time. The amount of tabs and apps that I have open is ridiculous.
Okay, here's a good one right here. What is one of the simple pleasures of life you truly enjoy?
That is a great question. What is one of the simple pleasures in life that I enjoy?
That you truly enjoy, not just enjoy.
Truly enjoy. Truly.
Don't be fakely enjoying stuff.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Do I even have the time to enjoy the simple pleasures in life? That's the problem. That's the issue. What I have been enjoying lately is just sitting out on the deck.
Yeah.
I would say that's been really like calming and just peaceful, and like sit out there and have a cup of coffee in the morning or just like relax out there. That's been one of the things recently. Cause I think that I never really did that before. I was like constantly going that I didn't take the time to slow down. Like, so I'd say I really do enjoy that. That's a simple pleasure. Just enjoying nature.
I agree. You know? I think that that's something that I came out of my self-isolation with like this sense of like getting outside more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really hot and you're going to sweat, but like the sun is good for you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sun is like, you know, that's the natural vitamin D,
fresh
air. Like there's nothing like the air that God made for us.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing like, you know, that like just the sun that's there to, you know, like it literally does make you feel better.
It does. It really does.
You might get, again, you might get sunburn. You might get tired from it, but it literally is, you know, I truly believe it's, you know, good for you. And it has, you know, healing properties to get good sun. I know that, like, I feel like my skin is clearer when I get sun.
Yeah.
And I just feel better. I feel more energetic. So, yeah, that I would agree with you. Just being outside.
Being outside has been great,
And just appreciating being outside with not having to do or be somewhere else necessarily. We can be in our backyard.
That's true. Well, I think that's all we have for you today.
That's all we got.
It's kind of a quick one, but hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you so much.
We would love it if you would take the time to rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to. Mm-hmm. It's great for us to know like how you're enjoying the podcast, and it also helps other people to find us and, you know, help us grow the family and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are interested, we would love if you would actually go over to Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. You can follow us there. Go to Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and here YouTube. On YouTube. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, you know, follow us there. Keep up. Subscribe to the channel. You know, subscribe and get the new episodes on the feed, whatever feed you're listening to, wherever. And we would just appreciate you joining the family.
Yep.
Becoming one of the peeps.
The peeps. Yes. We appreciate you guys. Yeah, we do. Much. So, we'll be back with the Ask Gabby Babe next week.
That's right. So keep those coming.
We've been getting some good ones lately.
That's right. Yeah. So and prayerfully, we'll be back in our house next week.
I know, right? We'll keep you posted.
We will.
So, thanks for watching, guys, and listening.
That's right.
Talk to you later.
Deuces.
Bye.